Just a few words of congratulations. I can't stay, and I want to apologize to the speakers who are coming after me that I can't stay. So, but just very briefly, Rabbi Levin said that this is the most chashuv kollel in what did he say, in America? So I don't know if he meant that as a mussel or he meant that it's
concrete.
But I'll just tell you, I think one of the things that makes this such a chashuv kollel and what you're doing so significant, as I'll talk about. The Beis Halevi discusses what's the difference. We all have to face Achameyev Eshem, we all have to face the Yom HaDin, but what's the distinction between the Yom HaDin and the Yom HaTeichacha? The day of Din and the day of rebuke. So the Beis Halevi explains that Din is that we'll have to give an accounting for our failures, our sins of omission, and our sins of commission. But Teichacha is when we're going to give various excuses for our failures, and the Rebbeinu is going to show us the internal contradictions in our own behavior, that the excuses that we give, that we ourselves have not other things that contradict that excuse. So for example, there's a mitzvah Yigisa b'yoyimim v'layla. There's a mitzvah that every free minute that we have, all of our time, we should devote to the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah. L'achamei v'eshem, person going to come Yigisa HaKavod, and they're gonna have to give an accounting. Were you Oisik and Torah? You're all Yom Velayla. The whole time, you're supposed to be 24 hours a day. You should be, right? You have to sleep, but the rest of the time, why weren't you learning? So we'll have excuses. We'll say, I was busy. I was making a panosa. I had to work. I had to support a family. And that's certainly a mitigating factor. But then the Rebbeinu will say, or the Beis Kinshonala will say, okay, but what happened when you retired? So the whole time they're saying, I had an excuse, I have to go to work, but what did you do when you retired? You just played golf the whole day, you played a Rummy Cup the whole day, so it undermines the whole thing. But when a person retires, or when a person has, for other reasons, he has the time available, and he uses that time for Limud HaTorah, so not only is it valuable in its own right, but it really legitimates the entirety of his life, because he shows that he's really a consistent person. So when he didn't have the time, but now that he has the time, he uses that time for the proper thing, and it gives an integrity to the whole trajectory of the person's life. So in that sense, I mean, there's a special chashiva to this kind of kollel, where people who are either whatever, I don't know if everybody's retired, each person's different chashiva, when a person finds that he has the time, he takes that time and he uses it for something chashiv. It's not only valuable for that time itself, but it's valuable for what it says about the entirety of his life. So I want to give you again a yeshkoyach and a special thanks to Rabbi Levin. It's really amazing the time that he puts into this preparing and delivering, and he's really I think the Rebbe Muvik of the Olam. It's really something very remarkable, and he should continue with this avodas hakodesh, and the whole Olam should continue to steig and to make many, not just to see him. The main thing is not to see him, but the main thing is the learning, and to learn. The Dibur Chaverim, it's really a very, very beautiful thing, and it's a great privilege for us in the shul to be able to have something like this going on in our Beis Medrash.
Thank you very much.